It was quite an eventful start of the midnight mass. But thanks be to God, we are all safe. We celebrate the nativity of Jesus during the darkest time of the year, at least for us who live in this part of the world, in the Northern Hemisphere. And the darkness that encircles our land is reminiscent of the real darkness known to humanity before the coming of Jesus. And what is that real darkness that I am referring to? Well, before Jesus was born, before even the resurrection of Christ, heaven was inaccessible. Heaven was not opened for us, not opened for humanity. And the darkness brought about by our separation from God before the resurrection of Jesus was truly the darkest age for humanity. That period between the fall and the birth of Christ was the darkest period for us. Then Christ was born, and it totally changed our trajectory. It totally changed our future. Christ made his home in us. This is really something to not just to be grateful for, but something that should shock us. Because God could have done it in a different way, but he came and find his home in us. Speaking of home, I remember the first Christmas I celebrated here in the U.S. like almost 17 years ago. And, the first year of being in a foreign land is always difficult, I think. The adjustment of not having family around, the familiar things that you're used to are not there. So it was quite a gloomy experience at the beginning. And it was also that year that my dad passed away. So there was a lot of things to ponder upon. Then a few days before Christmas, I got a call from a good friend of mine from California, and he said, "Hey, we were going to join you for Christmas, just for a few days during this Christmas break." So I said, "Sure, just fly." So I picked him up in the airport, and then I saw that one of them brought three big luggage, like those 50-pound luggage. And it's like, how many days do you plan to stay? And he said, "Well, just for 4 days." Like, why did you bring, like, you're staying here for good? And he just stayed silent. And then when he reached the apartment that I was staying that time, he opened the luggage and it was full of Filipino goods. Lumpia, pancit, choknut, and all of those great stuff. It brought home closer. It was an experience of home. Christmas is really about being at home, because God found his home with us and in us. No wonder Christmas is always centered on family, on being with family, in rebuilding relationship, in being with the closest people that we love. And this is what Christ did in the very first Christmas. He joined us, His most beloved children, in order to tell us this is how much I care for you. This is how much I love you. Christmas is all about celebrating divine solidarity, God's closeness to us, His intimacy with us. That is why the words of the prophet Isaiah in the first reading today make sense. Before the coming of Christ, it was truly darkness. And when Christ was born, a new light has shone. As what the prophet Isaiah said in the first reading, the people who walk in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. And what does this great light would do for you, would do for you and I? What did the prophet Isaiah said in the first reading today? He said, He will smash the yoke that burdened you, the pole on your shoulder, and the rod that enslaves you. It's like, really? A baby will do that? A newborn baby will do that? How would a baby do this? Well, we know what this baby was capable of 30 years after. The baby would grow up, would become a man, would eventually show us what it means to love and what it means to be loved by God. And where did this unburdening of the yoke that the prophet Isaiah said happened? Where did this removing of the pole on our shoulders and the rod that enslaves will ultimately be manifested? It is on the wood of the cross. That's why, my dear friends, the wood of the manger cannot be separated from the wood of the cross. It's amazing how this God works with us. God was brought into the world in the humblest place that one could be, in the plate of the humblest of all creation. Even at His birth, God is already telling us, is telling you and I am here to nourish you. I am here to quench your ultimate hunger and thirst. I am here to give you the totality of myself. No more, no less. No wonder He is the bread of life, because He already presented Himself and was born on the platter of the animals. When the angel announced this invasion of divine love to humanity, the very first words of the angel was, "Do not be afraid." And you know, these words, "Do not be afraid," was not just spoken to the shepherds. It was also spoken to Mary. It was also spoken to Joseph. They found themselves on a crisis, all of them. Mary was in a crisis after Annunciation. How will I explain this to Mom and Dad? And Joseph was on a crisis as well. It's like, how could I be sure that this woman is actually saying the truth? Was I just dreaming when this angel told me that it is through the power of God that this woman was pregnant? He was on a crisis. And a crisis again that they had to look for a place to give birth. One crisis after another. You know, not so different from the time that we live in today. But you know, there's a transformation. There is a transformation from crisis to where Christ is. And the crises are transformed when Christ is there. Charisma season might not be the same for many of us this year. I was listening to a reflection on this a few days ago when the speaker said, you know, if we take the word M-A-S, the last three words of the word Christmas, and M stands for merrymaking, which is a huge part of our tradition, and A for affluence, because of the gifts that we receive and the consumerism of the season. And if we take away S, which is socializing, which is a huge part of this season as well, because we gather together as family, an extended family. It's particularly difficult for me as a Filipino. You know, we all is surrounded by lots of people on this time of the year. If you take M-A-S out, what remains? Christ. And Christ is the very reason for this season. Merrymaking might not be there. Gifts and the normal things that we normally probably get might not be there. The socializing might not be there. But Christ can never be taken away because He is the reason for this season. And if that is the case, this crisis becomes an avenue for us to deepen our attention to the things that really matter. There are people right now, aside from the pandemic, whose Christmas might be dark and bleak because of personal loss, because they are grieving. We have quite a number of families who lost loved ones, some sudden, some expecting. For the past 2 weeks, you know, not to be gloomy about this, last week we had a funeral for a four-year-old. A few days ago, like actually 3 days ago, I had a funeral for a mother who's 36 years old, who was found lifeless by her little children. And there's a lot of things, you know, this Christmas might be really different, not just because of the pandemic, but because of the different sufferings that we experience. But it is precisely in these difficult situations that the message of the angel breaks open: do not be afraid. I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ our Lord. And this is the reason of our hope. Actually, my dear friends, I am not exaggerating when I say this is the sole reason for our hope. This is the sole reason. But this message of hope, of this new life, this new beginning, it is much as it is offered to all, not everyone will receive it. Only those who have goodwill will receive this message of new life and hope. This was the first, you know, what was the first Christmas carol sung on the first Christmas day? What do you think? Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to people of goodwill. That's the first Christmas carol in the first Christmas ever. Inasmuch as God wants to invade us with the warmth of His love, He wants to invade every heart. Only those who are willing to receive Him will benefit from this. We saw this already as Mary and Joseph were denied or turned away as they looked for a place to rest. There was no room in the inn. God does not fit in the cares of the world. God wanted to enter every heart, but it seems that He just do not fit right there. He was turned away. What aspects in your life right now were we turned away God because He just doesn't fit there? Our simple hearts, like those of the shepherd, is really what we need in order for us to listen to the invitation of God to come and adore Him. And the simple hearts of the shepherds are really what we need. It's the simple hearts that hears the Lord. It is the simple hearts that listens to God's invitation. Is your heart listening?